you're going to be awakened by three international men of mystery and one international woman of mystery. Not to mention an international wonder dog of mystery. Greg Budell, are you ready to go?
Yeah, baby.
Jay Scott, how do you feel about this mission?
This organization will not tolerate failure.
Emily Hayes, will the team need some extra help today?
Bring in the fembots!
Bailey, the wonder dog. If a chicken walked in on this mission, what would you say to it?
I'm gonna eat ya! Get in my belly!
And Rich Thomas, how does this mission and doing the weather make you feel?
I'm dead sexy.
So I guess when everyone wakes up, they'll all feel shagadelic.
Let's get down to business.
Now stand by for three men.
Molly, 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 molly.
And a lady.
Who, as an aggregate of four employees of the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company, make a combined annual salary of
$1 million.
It's Greg, Jay, Emily, and we go first to forecast with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I'm just looking at several locations in the upper 30s this morning, including 38 Prattville, 38 Alexander City, 39 in Troy right now. Our forecast calls for a recovery from yesterday's very chilly day. We only were in the 50s yesterday. Today's high around 67, mostly sunny. For tonight, scattered showers developing in the overnight hours. I think it's going to be a kind of a small window of time between, let's say, 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. when there could be a few scattered showers. Chilly, low 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s. Back to the low 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday, best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, warmer, high 76. Then mid-70s on Thursday with scattered showers developing, especially towards, towards evening and Thursday night into early Friday as the front moves through the area. Maybe some more storms Sunday. I think those storms Sunday need to be monitored. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies and 40 at 7:03. And I want to talk to you about Dylan Rings. They've got this really cool Easter egg hunt underway now. Have you heard about this? They've got Easter eggs that are now hidden around the river region, and they'll be hidden 5 to 6 feet off the ground. So all the eggs are marked Dylan Rings. Now, each egg will have a certificate inside for one of those Easter message crosses we've been telling you about, on sale while supplies last. A really amazing Josh creation. So take a picture, post it to Facebook, tag Dylan Rings, then bring in the egg and certificate in store to receive your free cross. So there'll be one golden egg, by the way, good for an 18-inch strand of fresh water pearls and the Easter message cross, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, its regular retail value is $89, but they're going now for $40, this Easter special that Josh has created while they last. So go by and check them out. They're also, they have custom jewelry repair as well at Dylan Rings. Check out Dylan Rings off the Atlanta Highway on Brown Springs Road. They're open. They're closed today, but they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 3. Experience the Created by Josh difference at Dylan Rings.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Final four. Love that picture you sent.
Yeah.
Tumor's corner.
Crisis alert, a looming toilet paper shortage in central Alabama and east Alabama.
The Final Four is where Auburn's headed, so we're celebrating by making that the word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to call me at 272-9228 and give me that Final Four winning word, and you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. That is redeemable. Unlike me. On the Boulevard location, or you can take it downtown, the official lunch dining spot of people like Bo Holt. Same great lunch menu, lots of available seating, and 32 different HD screens to put on what you want at lunchtime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 201 Union. And by the way, you can park underground no matter what the weather for free and just walk upstairs and cover it. And that'll mean as much on a hot summer day as it does on a cold, rainy one. Baumhauer's, the winning word again, Final Four. Redeem this afternoon on Happy Hour at 7:07.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on into the 7 o'clock hour, and we've got a pretty good ride for you this morning. There's no delays on the interstates. They are rolling at a speed limit ride. I don't see any problems on the boulevard either other than stop-and-go traffic. If you're coming in on the 31s, look out. There's a big crowd coming in from Wetumpka, and you'll slow down at the Redland Road traffic light and down at the boulevard. School zones kick in just a few minutes. Watch yourself around the kids and the buses. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019 on April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 eighth graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by Go Build Alabama, Alabama Power, and Dixie Electric. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment.
No, it's not April Fool. No, I'm kidding.
I was so ready to.
No, it is. I just had that last second idea.
My headphones shorted out for a second. I reached out to grab them, and you're like, ah, April Fool's.
It is time for an Emily segment.
It is time for me to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic in Postcard Lake Millbrook on Highway 14, conveniently located for anybody in the River region because it's just off of I-65. If you're dealing with aches and pains, we tell you this all the time, don't be in a constant, oh, where did I leave the ibuprofen, or where's the aspirin? If you're dealing with those aches and pains, you can get on the road to wellness and feeling great and able to help your kids hunt for Easter eggs when the time comes without suffering for it the next day. Go to see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. 334-285-8483 is how to get in touch with them. If you're not familiar with the way the chiropractic jam works, because I wasn't, I learned a lot from going to the website millbrookchiropractor.com. Not only can you learn about the road to wellness that Dr. Jeff Pasley will get you on, but you can also learn about the insurances they accept. You can set up your new appointment online, fill out your new patient paperwork, and more. Again, that's millbrookchiropractor.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. Just look up Millbrook Family Chiropractic and tell Dr. Jeff Pasley, we said hey when you make your appointment.
Hey.
I did something I've never done with this before. We have a Dunkin' and Sun Predict on later this hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I put the announcement up, details coming shortly, to see if there's a way to keep it at the location it's in. Now
click on that, and then let's see.
Embed. Would that mean that it would stay?
No. It doesn't look like it's
pins
giving you the option.
Is there an option to pin? There,
that may only be on, like, business pages.
Groups.
Yeah,
and I've got group. It does it on groups, too.
Yeah, see, there's no way for you to keep it at the top of the page.
Now, let me ask you this. If I reshare it to my page, it'll keep the original predictions, right?
It'll keep the original predictions, but people can comment.
Yeah, they'll start commenting on that one.
They'll comment on what you've shared and not the original is the problem. Then you're going to have multiple places for us to have to check that score. Is the issue.
Can you text, do you have Zuckerberger in your phone?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's true. You could text that.
Where do I have Mark Zuckerberger listed in my phone?
Rectum.
I'll look under that.
Oh, my.
You could text it to us, and then we'll just have it saved on our phone, and then I can just click the link that you send. We can do it that way. That way we can get to it
quickly.
What are they playing? They're playing Saturday, right?
Playing Saturday at 5:09 Central.
Yeah. What's the weather expected to be for that game, Rich?
It's going to be dry, 72 degrees inside.
Very nice. We are going to. I was kidding about this in the past, but I'm done with the
convoluted intro.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And you can.
It was nice while it lasted.
2 years. Yeah. 3 years. Whatever.
I mean, it is April 1st. No reason to think that you wouldn't be serious about this.
That's right. Thank you very much, Jay, for the lukewarm support on that. 7 is the convenient time of your local news. And then Jay with today's edition of Random Facts with a $10 food outlet gift certificate for our pop quiz.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What time is it?
Party time.
Party time.
You are right on time to hop on this party train. Woo!
Is it party time already?
It's time to party!
Oh my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Let's get it now.
It's time to get this party started.
Well, laissez les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
You're still having a good time.
You're having a good time, huh? You're enjoying yourself?
You just need to learn how to have a good time.
Good times.
Oh, baby. Ooh, give me the time of my life. Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get it now.
Some good time.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Turn to the experts at AC Bilo Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC Bilo Choir for details. ACBiloChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC Bilo Choir.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
So tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and this year I am going to be the one who plays the tricks at work.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that she said tomorrow.
Oh. She's just a silly woman.
Well, yeah, but even in spite of that,
I suck at this job.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts. 11.
Here
that was clever.
Why do I do that to myself? You know what I put on the label? If we know something is usable year after year on the same date, like for Christmas and that Gordon Lightfoot
movie,
I put EG on there so I know that I can use it next year. Well, duh, I put it on there even though she used the word tomorrow. So shame on me. Shame on me. And don't forget, coming back on April 16th for your listening pleasure, where the hell did I put that?
Shame.
Did you know Christian Bale, who has a British accent, did all of his promotional interviews for Batman Begins in an American accent? All of his interviews with an American accent, because he felt Batman was such an American character, and he did not want audience asking, What's going on? Why do we have an English Batman?
See, now, meanwhile, Ryan Gosling is all, yeah, we're not putting the flag in the moon.
Yeah, well, that really helped that movie a lot.
Exactly.
Idiot. I'm just thinking of the original Robin with a British accent.
Well, here's the thing. I can...
Holy crumpets, Batman!
See, it's so easy for us to do a British accent. I wonder how tough it is for them to talk normal like us.
To talk normal.
But, right, because we can't hear what an American sounds like, you know, because we're Americans. But they can.
Americans.
Well, I kind of apparently can only do a British accent as Mrs. Doubtfire, so.
Hello!
Hello!
That's all she got. Did you know President Kennedy wanted to go to Mars, not the moon? But the engineers told him it was a little bit too far. NASA told him it would take at least 15 years before they could put a man on the moon after a weekend of intense calculations.
Yeah. Do you know what else? I saw this yesterday on the Smithsonian Channel.
Oh, Ariel Kennedy's.
Ariel Mars.
Ariel Kennedy's. No, JFK also announced that he wanted us to develop the first supersonic transport plane by 1970. So Boeing and... what's the one in Europe? Airbus. The French and British collaborated on theirs, and theirs was the one that prevailed. Boeing did produce one, but it wasn't nearly as efficient as Concorde was.
I think I've seen that special, yeah.
And they wound up doing the 747 instead, which was a huge seller for them.
And still is, with new updates all the time.
Yep.
Did you know in ancient Egypt, under the decree of... Ptolemy the Second.
Taller than me?
Yeah. All ships that were visiting the city were obliged to surrender their books to the Library of Alexandria so they could be copied.
Right.
The original would stay at the Library of Alexandria while the copy would be given back to the owner.
One of the greatest terrible moments in history was when that library burned down. Because we don't know what we lost. I mean, we have an idea what we lost, but some of the greatest works that have ever been written, we don't even know about because of that fire.
Speaking of great works that have ever been written, my April magazine column is out today.
Ah!
At riverregionboom.com.
Unless there's a fire.
Yeah, and the internet burns down. You won't be able to see it.
That'd be a great.
This is a tough one to write. This one was not easy.
The internet burns down.
Did you know that Australia's first cops were all criminals?
Well, it makes sense because they were all criminals.
Exactly. The first police force was made up of 12 of the best behaved convicts that Australia had to offer.
Well, it is said that there's just a very fine line between many cops and criminals because good cops generally know how to think along those lines. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're inherently bad and they're trying to not be bad by being police. They just have the same thinking strain, just diverted in a different direction.
Interesting.
Tell you what, in Chicago, our neighborhood was loaded with police because Chicago cops had to live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And they checked. And if they found you with a house outside Chicago city limits, you would lose your job and the home.
There's something to be said for that.
And the biggest troublemakers in the neighborhood were, guess who? Kids of cops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. First.
Did you know that President Roosevelt's dog...
Which Roosevelt?
Fallon?
Yep. Fallow. Yeah. It's a Scottish Terrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very popular. So popular that American soldiers would ask one another for the name of the dog in order to prove that they weren't a German spy.
Right.
Boy, they had a lot of those techniques.
A lot of baseball questions, too.
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's exciting.
That's exciting stuff. Shut up. Did you just tell me to shut up?
Not in a shut up way. Not in an angry shut up way. It was a shush.
It was a nice shut up.
Two syllables shush.
Apparently, somebody commented here, and I don't know the validity of this, but they said that that soldiers would also ask for the second verse of the national anthem, and if they were able to recite it, then they knew they were German.
Because
most Americans don't know the second verse of the national anthem.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Do you know the second verse of the national anthem?
I know nothing.
Wow. How about that for a catch-22?
Yeah.
Did you know that the last victim of the 1966 University of Texas at Austin shooting died in 2001 after having to undergo dialysis for 35 years, three times a week, 5 hours each time, even though it was whatever the span of time between the shooting and when he passed away, his death was still ruled as a homicide.
In his 60s.
Yeah.
Boy, anytime you're having a bad day, thank God you don't have to be on dialysis. That is so horrible for people to got to do it.
Hours and hours, and hours, and you can't miss.
No.
Our engineer, Dan, was doing that.
Dialysis
treatment. My Aunt Dawn is a kidney nurse, and she runs one of those.
The machines?
No, she runs the business. I can't remember the name of it, but she's a kidney nurse, and she gets very close. I don't know how she does. She gets very close to her patient, like the patients, and when it doesn't end well, I know it takes a toll on them. Very caring people.
Yeah.
God bless nurses.
God bless nurses.
Did you know in 2010, an unlucky airline passenger was arrested in Ireland after Slovak security officials placed explosives in his luggage? They did this for a training exercise, but they forgot to remove them before the plane took off.
Oh, man. Honest, I didn't pack these.
That's really nice, man. Jeez.
Did you know the old people smell?
And you're looking at me, why?
I was not. I looked dead over at that sign on the wall over there just as I was saying this. The old people's smell is caused by a molecule called 2-nonyl. The number 2 and then nonyl.
That's something you would be if you were born in a certain time period. I'm a nonyl.
It is secreted by aging skin. So
I don't anybody see secretions on my arm?
Man, I'm not even talking about you. Not talking about you.
Laughing at thinking about these car washes that asked you which scent you want.
Which scent do you want in your car? You want the new car smell or you want the old people smell?
Mine is menthol.
Okay, next we have on the list, did you know that Winston Churchill once said that one of life's four essentials was cold champagne?
Yes.
So
I knew this.
He drank over 42,000 bottles of champagne during his lifetime. That's about 2 bottles a day.
He started at breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
God bless him.
Too bad he wasn't with us at the Eden Rock that Labor Day weekend in 81. Man, he would have loved that. Hanging out, me and Winnie.
The other three essentials that he had were hot baths.
Yes.
New peas.
Yes.
What is new peas?
Is that an English thing?
It's new peas are sometimes, I think the American version is the tiny Le Jour peas.
The what?
The Le Jour pea.
Le Jour.
It's the pea that's been sitting around doing nothing for a long time. I believe that's they're smaller than the standard American pea. It's European.
European.
And the other essential was old brandy.
I was never much of a brandy drinker, but I liked Winnie's taste, and I liked him too.
I got it all mixed up. I had old peas and new brandy.
The first comment says, yes, World War II was essentially a fight between an alcoholic, a drug addict, a cripple, a psychopath, and a Japanese emperor.
That's really true.
God, did you see the fall of Japan on Smithsonian?
I did.
Oh, that is so incredible. All the video of the emperor coming to become part of the regular population of Japan and holding his hat and doing things that emperors never did.
When people heard him on the radio, they just about died.
That was on a recording.
Yeah.
And somebody who was still wanted Japan to fight on tried to find and steal and break that record before it could be played on the radio. It was a great sub story to that.
They had never heard they'd never seen him, never heard his voice.
Do you see what you're missing by watching story shows instead of
story shows?
That are based Smithsonian
on the ground. And not aerial.
Did you know the phrase the bee's knees likely evolved around the 1920s, along with phrases like the cat's pajamas, the snake's hips, which I've never heard before.
No. Rick Peters uses that a lot, though.
The kipper's knickers is another one I've never heard.
That one.
The sardine's whiskers.
Nope.
No.
But unlike all of those, bees actually do have knees. Cats don't have pajamas. Well,
excuse me.
Right?
Yeah, there might be exceptions.
Snakes don't have hips. I don't know what the kipper's knickers are. Sardines don't think they have whiskers.
I hope.
Pretty sure they don't. I don't really pay attention to sardines that much.
No, me either. Yeah.
And finally, did you know that the United States produces 20 billion hot dogs per year? That's about 70 for every person living in the United States.
And the best is the Vienna Wiener.
Those are your random facts.
We have a call here.
Yeah, it came during my random facts, so I didn't have time to answer. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Bruce from Titus.
Bruce from Titus. Sorry, Bruce.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Good. What's going on?
Look, y'all were talking about dialysis. I have been on dialysis now for about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I had a total kidney failure. And believe you me, it is pure, unadulterated hell.
See, that's why I said that.
It very much is. It's very life-altering. You basically have no life. You just live treatment to treatment.
Yeah.
And in my particular case, I had applied for government assistance, could not get it because of my age. Don't have any hopes of getting a transplant because of my age. And I was forced to go back to work, which dialysis just, it takes all of your energy. It just drains you. It makes you nauseous upon occasion.
What do you go, twice
and
a week?
I go twice a week, and I did it on my own because I could not afford to go three times a week.
Wow.
Because I could not make enough money to pay my bills.
Right.
So I cut my own dialysis down to twice a week, which endangers really my health, but I have no choice because if I can't pay my bills, I can't pay my insurance,
right.
And therefore I don't get the treatment. So, you know, it's a catch-22 position.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, what you did was you totally, I've heard this, I've known people who have been through it, but you totally validated what I said. If you think you're having a bad day, think about somebody who's got to go through what you do, and all of a sudden your day don't look so bad. I appreciate the call, and good luck. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. It is now 7:29. Here with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, not just recently, actually, we talked about Winston Churchill. What are the four essentials of life, according to Winston Churchill?
I was here.
Yeah.
You talked about it so much.
Yeah.
What do you mean, I was here? You had something to say.
Well, you see, if he had done this Random Facts 10 years ago, I'd remember every detail.
Meet the McPickle.
Wait a minute.
What is this on the television?
It looks delicious, though. It's a lot of pickles and a Big
Mac.
Pickles.
It's not a hamburger bun. It's just pickles.
That's too many.
I can just see the board meeting.
Part of the magic of McDonald's, though, how many pickles to put on a burger.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And those little diced onions.
Good Lord, the whole thing that makes my face hurt.
I could
biting all that.
Put on a clinic and tell you about the production of each one of those, because...
Yeah, that's right, because you were there. And that was one of the four places he's worked in his entire career.
Big Mac is very interesting, and the other very interesting one is the
filet-o-fish
sandwich.
Big Mac sauce?
The Big Mac sauce came to us that way.
McDonald's has a video on YouTube that shows you how to make that sauce.
Oh, the special sauce?
Sure. Yeah.
But we had, like, training videos. It was like being in the service. I swear.
I bet it was. Name, I know how 43 seconds to deep fry chalupa at Taco Bell. I had to do that for a while to make ends meet. 272-9228, if you can possibly answer Jay's very difficult question, the four essentials of life, according to Winnie the Pooh Churchill. 272-9228.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking out your Monday morning commute, and we have an accident for you. It's on Highway 31 up at the Pine Level exit at 65, so be careful. If you use Highway 31 to get to the interstate, you're going to have a slowdown right there. As you come out onto I-65 headed towards Montgomery, there's a lot of traffic going with you. We have our delay at the River Bridge that we always have every morning, so look out in that vicinity. If you're on the boulevard, everything is rolling along okay. We have a lot of traffic out there, and it's stop and go at all the traffic lights. I-85 seems to be running along at a speed limit ride. Remember, school zones are in effect. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if Griff C. can win today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
Hey, Griff.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you know.
Do you know what the four essentials of life are, according to Winston Churchill?
Champagne, hot bath, new peas, and old brandy.
That's it!
Wow, excellently well done. He said.
Thank you.
There it is. Just for specifics, it was cold champagne, but you got it right.
But that's all right.
Yeah, this is why I always used to give my women cold duck, because...
Gross.
Look at his face.
Please continue.
Look on your mother.
I spoke out of turn. It's not Sunday.
She hasn't had her cold champagne today.
Cold duck.
Yeah.
Was the only only one they carried at 7-Eleven.
I
7-Eleven champagne.
I see.
Is it really that difficult for you to figure out? It was kind of boxed into.
They didn't even have. Did they not have Andre?
No, it was Andre. That was the brand. Andre's not Andre, just cold duck like with a big duck.
Andre on. And Lijon. Andre and Lijon were the college age.
How do you know this? Oh, the college age.
Back in the middle 70s.
Yeah, I was a long a college dropout. But it was Andre, which was scripted with a little umlaut or whatever the hell they call
that's
it.
That's not an umlaut. Whatever it is. That's an accent mark.
An accent mark. Which made it look very sophisticated when you were pulling it out of the freezer.
It looks cultured.
With ice clinging to it.
Oh, my gosh. And the headache afterwards. And those lovely, lovely brains.
Oh, my God. They didn't make a pill that would make that go away.
Oh, hey, congrats, Griff. You got the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Thank God I only did that once or twice.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Hang on.
Wait a minute. We need your
hold on. Don't go away. Don't go
hold
away.
On.
We gotta get
did he go away?
No, he didn't go away. He's still on hold. Yeah,
right. Thank God I only did that 200 or 300 times. This thing is making me... All right, it is 7:34. Here's Andre the Weatherman.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. With your toast and coffee and Andre this morning, it's chilly out there. We're a lot of... places are in the upper 30s. There's a freeze warning in North Alabama. Mostly sunny, not quite as cool today with a high temperature up to about 67. Tonight, scattered showers developing in the overnight hours. This will be a brief event as a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico just brushes by the state. A minimal early effect, and then by about 3 or 4 a.m., most of the showers will have passed through the area and out. Chilly tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A pretty nice day with a high temperature in the upper 60s down to the low 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is the nicest day of the week with a high temperature up to about 76, sunshine and warmer. Then mid-70s Thursday, scattered showers possible by the afternoon. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into the early part of Friday as a frontal system approaches. Not too impressed by the severe weather credentials of this system, but there's one on Sunday that kind of worries me a little more. Right now this morning with... 38 in Prattville and Alexander City, 39 in Troy. It's 40 out of Danley Field at 7:35.
I've already received, we're trying to not hate if we're not, I'm excited about this. I think what Auburn did is phenomenal.
Well, thanks.
I'm not hating it. I'd love to see them. Well, but there are, you understand, you know what it's like. You've seen that kind of...
Are there people that have been
There are people
rude?
I know who delete their Facebook account when Auburn wins something like big like this.
I believe it.
Because they don't want to see anything about it.
I won't identify where this came from because he's a good friend. I like the guy a lot. He says, I'm so happy that the Barners, is that what they call them?
Yes.
What?
The Barners can now use their unused toilet paper from last football season.
Well, okay, here's what I have
Jeez,
to say.
Jeez, that's just stupid.
You know, what people tend to forget sometimes when they get riled up in the rivalry and stuff, and everybody knows I'm a big Bama fan, but at the end of the day, these are, you know, young men achieving great success in a very tough arena.
Overcoming enormous odds.
Yeah, I mean, it's an enormous feat, and congratulations to them for what they've done so far and what I'm sure they'll continue to do.
The Barners? Let's start talking about pickup trucks.
Oh. Well.
Today's show brought to you by Jack Ingram's signature used cars and pickups. Actually, everybody's loving their cars. Mrs. Ritterbow, Hot Rod Roz, I've got a new nickname for her. She loves her Corolla from Jack Ingram. JackIngram.com to shop. Category under $10,000. There are some great options in there for you. At 7:37.
The McPickle is an April Fool's joke.
Oh. Now that was good.
Yeah,
we all fell for that story.
McPickle.
That's funny.
I'm going downstairs.
Hey, listen,
I'm ashamed of myself.
No, you can't be. If somebody had said, Dunkins are here, I'll go down and get them.
If somebody had said the Dunkins are here...
No, they're here. It's Monday. Oh. It's not an April Fool's joke.
I'll get them. I need coffee.
But if anybody in the group had said, that's got to be a joke, then three of us would feel really stupid for buying in. Now we can all feel like idiots. 7:38.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome to Prank Day.
I feel like such a fool.
Just a fool.
And Alaska are also affected. Saudi Aramco was the most profitable company in the world last year. The oil and gas company was helped by higher global oil prices. Reuters says its core earnings were $224 billion, almost three times as much as Apple. There's a merger in the cable business. Cable One is buying Fidelity Communications for nearly $526 million in cash. The deal is expected to close later this year. Fidelity serves customers in Arkansas, Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Greg. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Greg. That's 4hims.com/Greg.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best flute music from the 1800s to today. You're tuned to FLT, The Flute. The number one station for the best flautists in the business. The Flute. And now back to the Flute Commute with Woody Wind.
You said you wanted more flute music on the radio, and we heard you. Hello, everyone. I'm Woody Wind, taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in our commercial-free flute block, flautists Lady Jean Galway, Emmanuel Pahood, and an old favorite from the highfalutin Fresno foursome. But first, let's go to Penelope on the flute phone.
Hi, Woody. I've been waiting since eighth grade band class to hear more flutes on the radio.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
I can't wait to hear more.
Well, you don't have to wait long, Penelope.
FLT.
Here's a flute favorite from the grandfather of flute, Johann Joachim Quantz. Only on the brand new FLT.
The Flute.
Sorry.
I think this is the one I meant to play.
What? All right. Jeez.
What a mistake.
I'm very sorry. It's not only the Duncan and Son Predictathon, a rare first-time event in April. We're always looking for reasons to get you guys in. We're also pleased to announce that starting today, the Dan Morris Show will be replaced by Car Talk with Don and Mitch. Just kidding, Dan. Just kidding, guys.
Car Talk.
Jeez. All right, so let's start with Cowboy Mitch. Yeah, that's got to stick, that cute little picture of you when you were just a little... Rich has had a chance. He says he's watched more basketball this weekend than he has in his entire life.
Oh, yeah.
I watched, and I'm not really a basketball fan, but the game had so many things above and beyond score. Like, their best or one of their better players gets injured.
Right.
Oh, geez. Do they circle the wagons and play at a higher level? Plus, they're the underdog. And, right. You know, once they got past that first nail biter, been pretty convincing. And then yesterday, it did not start out well.
No it didn't.
As soon as I tuned away from the game, they started doing better. So you owe me something on this one.
Thank you.
Maybe you could give me one of those dangling smell changers that you sell.
Maybe Saturday evening you could watch old episodes of Car Talk during the game.
Actually, you know, that's not a bad idea. But...
So what we're going to do, we've got the game is Saturday, the first of what we hope will be two.
Right.
And I think they can beat Virginia. If they can beat...
If they could beat North Carolina and Kentucky.
Like that, we can hang with them.
Yeah, two of the legends in college basketball, Virginia. So we're hoping for a win Saturday, and then we'll come back and do this again on Monday. But we're going to guarantee a winner.
Right.
So I'm about to post this, post the exact number of the AUVA game. Win a $250 credit for any services offered at all three Don Duncan locations. Limit one guest. If nobody hits the score, we'll draw a name counting those who participate in order. So the first to post will be number one, and then we'll just count through the total, and then we'll do a drawing on Monday to give this away. So somebody's going to win, whether they hit the score, which I hope they do. I hope somebody predicts the exact score.
It's a little tougher and tough, in basketball.
Yeah. It is. Much tougher. Much tougher. But.
And if we're back Monday, or when we're back Monday morning, we're going to double that for them for the championship.
Oh,
whoa.
All right, so now you got an extra motivation to hope that they win this one out. So, did you watch?
Oh yeah,
alone, or did you have lots of support around in case it was?
Yeah, I had my buddies. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings over there and watched it.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, that place was going nuts.
I bet it was. Toilet paper shortage this morning in East Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah, I met the Rich took or sent me a great picture of Toomer's Corner, which. Is very impressive from the reaction following the game.
It's got more activity in
look at that.
A week or two than it had all football season.
Yeah.
One of the Alabama fans locally pointed that out. So now they can use all the toilet paper they didn't get to use during the season.
Well, the stores are happy.
That is cool. Hey, we're all for anything that stimulates the economy.
And some good news for Lee County, finally, after the terrible tragedy less than a month ago.
Yeah. That's the other aspect to this. And I wish somebody would... Nobody, I have not heard, anyway, till this point, that the team is in any way planning or inspired by giving that net, because they were right in the heart of that area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where the president flew in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's that additional thing to do something would bring a great feel-good message back to the people going through that. Aftermath.
That's true.
So what do you think, Mitch, really, in your heart of hearts?
I think if we play like that, we can beat anybody. I mean, that I feel like that may have been our toughest, because they're so big.
I agree.
The guys.
And I think the biggest pitfall may be that you just played all the big guys, and then there's a letdown.
Right.
You know, and that worries me.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I think the magic will carry over, will linger on.
No matter what curve you got thrown at you this weekend, you came back.
Yeah. And they were down 10
11.
Yesterday or 11 at one point.
It was looking scary.
And I said, oh, well.
Did you see Bruce Pearl talking about the injured player when at the end of the game the other night? He's broken into tears. It was very emotional because you're a family, you know. Especially you live with those guys for I don't know how many months out of the year, and it was really touching.
So here's the deal. Once again, I'm about to post this on Facebook. I still have a few little details to put in it, but I will let you. In fact, I'll do it. It should be up in about 3 or 4 minutes. And again, the way it works is make a prediction on the game, the score, Auburn, Virginia. If you hit it, if you're the first person to predict it and you hit it on the head, you automatically win the $250 credit, redeemable at any of Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto's three locations. And then if nobody hits it, we will still do a drawing a week from today and give that $250 to somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And now, you guys, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I was just going to say thank you so much for everything. And if it can't be crimson, I'm glad the orange and blue is up there supporting and representing the state well.
That's right.
I don't feel like I'm being the least bit disingenuous by being for this.
And in a larger sense, too, the SEC, it's strengthening the SEC and it's basketball whole. Mm. Think about how many SEC teams were involved this year in the top 16, you know. And, you know, usually it's the ACC, right?
Right.
When you think of basketball.
Yeah. Right? Is Kentucky an AC?
No, they're SEC.
Yeah, they're SEC.
But Kentucky's always been, you remember the old story about the Bear? Remember when he had an incredibly good football season when he was the coach of Kentucky? He got this beautiful, beautiful watch. Well, the basketball coach got a Cadillac that year. Then that's when he saw the handwriting on the wall. Oh, I get it. Oh. It's basketball.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they're going to do in Auburn.
I don't know.
Well, that's a long ways up. You know, we saw you guys last year around April or May, but boy, before you know it, we'll be here getting ready for football. I think this year will be our 9th or 10th season of the Duncan and Some Predictathons.
9th, I believe, yeah.
Time goes by so fast.
It does.
So, and anything you want to mention, what's going on at...
Well, yeah, real quick, we still have some overstocks, and then obviously first of the month is when everybody sends out their deals, so don't forget we're your super dealer, and any brands you looking for, we've got it, and just give us a call. Let us prove ourselves to you.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've talked about you, and we've all had the personal Don Duncan experience here at the station, but I still get calls from people, and hey, you know, I went and I tried Don Duncan, and they were exactly the way you said they would be. They took me back to work, and they picked me up when my car was done, and I said, why? What do you think, I make this stuff up? I go on the radio and tell lies?
Thank you.
We're not allowed to do that, but it's always nice to get the affirmation. All right, so $250, that is at stake for Saturday's game, Auburn, Virginia. I'll post the thread in a moment on Facebook, and then we will see you guys a week from today.
Yes, sir. We'll see you Monday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
I may bring in War special Eagle donuts or something. If... yeah. Anybody else want to chime in?
War Eagle.
Mommy Naswamy.
Go,
also
go Barners.
Also a Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto customer.
Yeah.
All right, 7:53, and we'll play the Donica Knight song coming up. All right, we'll see you Monday, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
As we roll a little bit closer to the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and it is a busy Monday morning. The boulevard is packed full of people. It's stop and go at all the traffic lights. Some of those may take a couple of light cycles to get through. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is a smooth ride this morning. I-65 has its usual hang-ups. We have a lot of traffic around the river bridges headed into the downtown area, and we also have an accident up north of Prattville at the Pine Level exit. It's actually on Highway 31, but it's hindering traffic getting onto I-65 southbound, so watch out up there. Since all the schools are back in session, our morning traffic is really busy this morning. Look out. Remember, the school zones are 15 miles an hour. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Final Four. That's where Auburn finds itself. And I'm sure Baumhauer's was rocking and rolling all weekend long with
basketball. Oh, my gosh. I bet.
Final Four, that is the word I will ask you to repeat back to me sometime between 3 and 6 during happy hour this afternoon. If you're the 9th caller with that word, you'll win lunch for two redeemable at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard or downtown at 201 Union. Again, that is Final Four, your word of the day. And we'll see you this afternoon during happy hour to redeem that. Sent us a picture. They were walking in, waving their certificate as they were going into the Boulevard location.
Oh, cool.
Always let us know, man, that it was everything you expected it to be when you win something like that from us. We appreciate the feedback. All right, at 7:55, we're going to do Donica Knight's War Eagle going into Fox News in a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LeCroyer for details. ACbyLeCroyer.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like. Sweeter than Tumor's lemonade.